In a historic vote, auto workers at a Volkswagen plant in Tennessee have voted to unionize. It's the first time the United Auto Workers Union has organized a foreign automaker in the South. Next up, workers at a Mercedes-Benz plant in Alabama will decide next month whether to follow suit. So is there some momentum here? Robin Farzad is revved up to talk about it. He hosts a public radio show, Full Disclosure. Hey, Robin.
How are you?
So the UAW swung and missed at this VW plant twice in the past. They lost union votes in 2014, lost in 2019. How do you explain this landslide win here?
We had a pandemic. We had a supply chain shock. We had all these assembly plants idled. And then coming out of that, we had inflation with a capital I. And suddenly this renaissance for UAW thinking and that big victory in Detroit with the big two and a half, the big three. And now all of these Southern workers are thinking kind of, what about us? Are we chopped liver? I mean, clearly this is not a country where information is blocked. You even have unionized big three workers in the South, and word gets around and they want their cut.
Yeah. So this is, as we said, the first foreign automaker in the South to unionize. I mean, if this is seen as working, say the VW workers get paid more, they thrive, car sales thrive for the maker, the city thrives. Could this change how Southern cities see unions? I mean, for a long time, they have not been friendly to unions.
Yeah, but now it maybe the worm has turned. Not only do you see Volkswagen, but this vote at the Mercedes-Benz factory near Tuscaloosa in Alabama. I mean, a dark red state. You have about 30% support so far at the Hyundai plant in Alabama, Toyota's in Missouri. You have Sean Fain, the kind of charismatic megafauna leader of the UAW, quoting the Bible, quoting Malcolm X, out there saying, we're not talking the big three anymore. We want to talk about the big six or the big eight the next time the next contract comes around in 2028. And think about it, Scott. All of these guys are retooling for EVs, which is going to entail automation, furloughs, layoffs. You want to get in while you still have influence, while you're still negotiating at a time of low unemployment. Who knows what the economy and automation is going to hold in 5 years?
Yeah, right. He was quoting in the South, right? If you had the faith of a mustard seed, you can move mountains, and we have moved the mountains. He knows his audience, I guess. Sean,
he does, and we haven't had that. We're told that it's either dark red or dark blue, and don't bring those northern state kind of liberal thoughts into this area. And the governors of these states and the senators have worked really hard to attract these plants with promises of you won't see union activization. You have this labor and wage and cultural arbitrage, and we see that coming apart.
I want to ask you just briefly a question about the South and business culture. I remember one business development type in North Carolina once told me, we call it the buffalo hunt, right? To lure big businesses to the South that offer, you know, these states have lower labor costs, non-union workforces. Is that broader relationship between management, big businesses, and these Southern states and governments now in question?
I think very much so. You have the UAW bump. The UAW is taking credit because clearly you can see what's in the news. Clearly, the Southern UAW workers at the big three can go out there and agitate and tell their peers at Hyundai and Toyota and Mercedes, get with the program. And we're maybe on the brink of something big, especially when you throw in this guy's charisma.
Robin Farzad, host of public radio show, Full Disclosure. Robin, thanks as always. Be well.
Thank you, Scott.